Tobias Wilson is an inmate at the Airway Heights Correctional Center. He's been infected with COVID-19 twice since the pandemic began. He says the first time he caught the virus in 2020, he nearly died. Wilson has diabetes, and after his first infection, he developed a heart condition and endured symptoms of long-haul COVID. He says he is currently in lockdown and has struggled to connect with his healthcare provider despite worrying medical complications.
Unless it's emergent care, you're not going to get dentistry, you're not going to get mental health, and you're not going to see a primary care physician unless it is such an emergency that your life is in danger.
Wilson's wife, Ilea Wilson, says she's increasingly concerned about the isolation her husband and many other inmates are experiencing during the lockdown. Outbreaks upended their lives and routines. Access to showers, bathrooms, outdoor time, and mental health care were restricted. And in-person family visits were suspended.
Am I worried that the COVID will kill him? No. Am I worried that the mental health breakdown will kill him? Yes.
Kehlani Walker is married to an inmate at the Monroe Correctional Complex. She's also the founder of the group Families of the Incarcerated. Walker says she and many others she's met through her organization are extremely worried about the physical and mental well-being of their incarcerated family members. Walker invited Spokane Public Radio to listen in on a virtual meeting with the Washington State Department of Corrections. Family members said they had trouble electronically contacting their loved ones and still aren't allowed in-person visits. Others said their relatives in prison didn't have access to adequate medical or mental health care.
Is really disheartening because we've been going through this protocol for the last 2.5 years, and many of us are at a point where we really want answers because it's now becoming a detriment to our mental health as well as our loved ones.
During the virtual meeting, Department of Corrections staff said they don't have enough staff to manage visits and quickly address all incarcerated people's needs. The agency lost several hundred employees when the governor's vaccine mandate went into effect last fall. Healthcare has been the top concern for Washington's incarcerated since an ombudsman's office was created in 2018. In its 2021 annual report, the office identified systemic issues with access to mental health care, delayed diagnosis of cancer, and ongoing issues with suicides. The report also said the Department of Corrections faced allegations from inmates that their regular health care had been neglected during the pandemic. In response to the ombudsman's findings, the Department of Corrections said it was implementing two programs that could reduce time behind bars and was seeking more resources from the state. The department did not respond to SBR's requests for an interview or comment. Wanda Bertram, spokesperson for the Prison Policy Initiative, a criminal justice reform advocacy and research group, says research shows incarcerated people are significantly more likely to have chronic, serious health conditions and be in poor health than the general population. She says waiting longer for health care could make moderate health problems worse, and once inmates are released, their care will be more complicated and expensive.
In short, the fact that we are neglecting providing health care to people in prison is not just unconstitutional. It's very cruel, and it's going to have implications for everyone's ability to access health care because of the downstream effects on hospitals and the burden on the healthcare system.
During the Families of the Incarcerated meeting with the Department of Corrections staff, most called current conditions inhumane, saying the department's pandemic response made a difficult situation dangerous. Tobias Wilson says he and many other inmates incarcerated at Airway Heights don't expect their time in prison to be easy, but says years without consistent access to medical care and isolation is not what he was sentenced to.
I don't have an overwhelming expectation for individuals to be concerned about my feelings or how my internal reaction to the situation is. But when it comes down to basic human rights, I would hope that we still have those.
I'm Rebecca White, reporting.